I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what's this?
So, let's do it again. New music from The Raining Sound, headlining night 2 of Gonerfest at Rail Garden tonight.
Night 2 of Gonerfest tonight at Rail Garden?
Yep.
Raining Sound.
Yep.
Raining Sound been around for a long time?
Yeah, Memphis, quasi-Memphis band, originally a Memphis band. Greg Cartwright, who's the front man, lives in Asheville, North Carolina now. But they've been around about 20 years, I guess.
All right. There is actual Grizzlies news. We've been a little thin on Grizzlies news. Next week, it all gets cranked up again. But what did they do with the roster yesterday?
Nothing big. They just cut Daniel Oturu and Carson
Edwards. As
you've
been predicting, right? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, those guys weren't going to make the final roster, and they don't really have trade utility at this late stage, and so they want to use those roster spots to filter guys onto the hustle. So there you go.
So what's the competition in the roster? Like, what's the when training camp commences, what's the competition for a roster spot boil down to?
So there are basically 14 guys. There are 16 players under guaranteed contract. 14 of them seem near certain, I would say, to be on the roster. Jarrett Culver, like maybe not. I'd say, you know, 90% certain to be on the roster. And so you're more than likely looking at an actual camp battle for the last spot between Sam Merrill, the shooting specialist guard who came over from Milwaukee in the Grayson Allen trade, and Chris Dunn, the defensive specialist guard who came over from Boston in the Juancho Hernan Gomez trade. And so, you know, it's an actual camp battle there.
Right, camp battle there. And then do you think there's camp battles for playing time? Like, is there?
Well, we don't. The one of the things, I'm going to write a training camp preview either for Monday morning or maybe for this weekend whenever they put it up. But, I mean, one of the outstanding questions is, what's the starting lineup going to be? I mean, we don't know that for certain. We can assume, but we don't know. And so that's like the first thing is, what's your starting lineup? Then you filter from there in terms of other roles.
And we assume Dylan and Desmond at that swing. I mean,
we assume Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Steven Adams. And then the question is the fourth spot, where Kyle Anderson is an incumbent starter and probably like the third or fourth best player on the team. And then, but Desmond Bane is more the shooting archetype, you know. I mean, they started Grayson Allen so much last season.
Right.
He was like the 10th best player on the
right team.
And so there's some, I mean, I tend to think they'll go with the shooter, but it's not an obvious call.
Right. And so that's the first question. And then, yes, and then the rotation where it filters from there.
Right.
All right. The other bit of news is they released their promotional calendar. That's always fun. If you could have right now them give you one thing from this promotional calendar, what would you have them give you?
I'm trying to remember because I don't have it all in front of me. I mean, I want those records.
Let me ask you this. So both the Zach Randolph retirement night and the Tony Allen retirement night, the first 5,000 in attendance will receive a commemorative vinyl record.
And shout out to the Grizzlies, by the way, for not calling them vinyls the way their minority owner Justin Timberlake does. We need to make sure that we take that terminology out of the
vinyls. Calls
them vinyls.
Well, yeah. A record of what?
So what it is it's going to be, side A is going to be game calls, presumably Pete Branica, Eric Hasseltine. It'll be actual game calls of things involving
of
the
them,
players.
Those players.
Yes.
I see. Yes.
And then the side B is going to be interview stuff. And so I know for a fact that on the Randolph one, you'll get the entirety of the Doris Burke blue collar player, blue collar down interview will be on there.
Right.
You can, I would only assume that the whole Earl Hart, Grit Grind, sideline soliloquy will be on there. So that's what it's going to be.
I see. So it's calls and interviews.
Right. I think
I think that's kind of inspired.
Oh, I think it's great, and I hope that they'll send me one if anyone out there is listening, because I don't always get all the stuff like you guys do at the radio station. I think it's a great idea. I think it's kind of odd for an in-game promo for two reasons.
What do you do with it?
Well, you play it.
No, but while you're there,
it's two things. One, if it's just like the first 5,000 or first however many people, what percentage of those people
have record players?
There's only vinyl record players. There's no cloth record player
Have record players.
They're just records. You don't have to call them vinyl records. Right. It's weird to me. How many? What percentage of the first 5,000 people walk through the building or whatever the number is actually have record players? But then B, records are fragile. They break.
That's what I meant.
They
what are you
warp.
Gonna do with it? Right.
And
yes.
So when you have this thing, A, do you have a record player? And B, even if you do, you have this thing in your seat, like next to other people for 2 hours of this raucous game. Are you going to bring it home? And is it still going to be playable? Like, you know, it's a little bit of an odd in-game promo for those reasons to me.
What percentage do you, I think a very small percentage have record players?
Yeah, I think probably so. I would probably less than 20%.
Easily less than 20%. I mean, less than 10% have record players. But it's maybe a lot of them will end up on eBay. Maybe that's what will happen. A lot of these things will end up
probably
on eBay.
So.
Okay, so you want the records. I think...
What I don't want is the fanny pack. And that's the one thing. I updated my Grizzlies consumer's guide yesterday and added this stuff in there. And there were a few games where I upgraded the ranking.
Because of it.
Because of promo stuff. I think the fanny pack was the only one where I docked it half a star for the fanny pack. And
you docked it
I docked
for the
it
fanny
half a star
pack.
For the fanny pack. And I would have docked half a star for the quote-unquote slides, the Jaren Jackson Jr. slippers, but there was some other reason where it counterbalanced. I don't want 3,000 more of these slippers like going out into the world where people can wear them to grocery stores and restaurants and stuff. I am categorically opposed to people wearing slippers, house shoes, flip-flops, any of that kind of stuff outside of where they should be worn. Don't wear that to grocery store. Wear it to the beach, wear it to the pool, wear
but
it around
do
your
not
house.
Wear slides to the and you think this is going to promote slides in grocery stores. Do you have slippers / slides at all? I don't wear them where they're supposed to be worn.
I don't have those. I mean, I've got flip-flops I wear at the beach and the pool, and I have like slippers as in house shoes that I wear in the winter around my house because my feet will get cold.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't wear the stuff that basketball players wear.
Well, that's because they're going in the shower and whatever else. Yeah, but even then I didn't. Like when I was in a dorm, I didn't have slides.
Oh, no. I just walked around in bare feet.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So, all right. Well, here we go. So we'll just go through them chronologically. Opening night, Beale Street blue T-shirt to the first 10,000 fans in attendance. That's nice. Nothing wrong with T-shirt.
I mean, the only problem with a lot of that stuff is that it's financed by corporate sponsors, and so it has corporate sponsor logos on it.
First Tennessee T-shirt on it.
And I tend to not wear things that have corporate sponsor logos on them.
Okay, the Grizzoween Grizz face mask to the first 10,000 fans in attendance.
I'm assuming
that's of the Grizz.
I can only guess that that is the mascot
of the mascot.
That would make sense.
That's
right?
Fine. I don't hate that one. Magnet schedule. My refrigerator
schedule is
doesn't.
It doesn't
take it magnets. I don't know.
I have to have a magnet schedule. I can't organize my life without a magnet schedule.
Hustle schedule poster. That doesn't seem like it'll be a huge demand for that one on first 3,000 fans. Brandon Clark mini hoop.
That's good.
Mini hoops are always good.
And, you know, he's known for dunking, and so there you go.
Right. The Jaren Jackson slides, which you disapprove of. The Zach Randolph retirement night, that's a commemorative vinyl record. That's fabulous. Vinyl or record, as we would say. Grizzlies wrapping paper is sneaky good.
That's always a sure shot.
Yeah, sneaky good. Rally flag, I got no use for a rally flag.
Nope.
I've never had any use for a rally flag.
I don't even like bumper stickers
cars
on my car.
No thank you. I think the thing that you will see the most, the thing that will be most used is the sunglasses.
Yeah, hopefully they're good sunglasses. The way, like, they...
The yellow ones.
The yellow Believe Memphis sunglasses were great. I wore...
Do they have a corporate logo somewhere on them, though?
I don't remember, but if they're very small because they're sunglasses. But I will wear... If you give me free sunglasses, I will wear your free sunglasses almost no matter what they are, because I lose sunglasses. I go through, like, 5 pairs every summer. So please, Grizzlies, give me some
sunglasses. The records and the sunglasses. I think the sunglasses are going to... The most practical. Now... I'm interested in
Hopefully you got Dylan Brooks' face on the side of them. That's what we need.
I'm interested in the tech suit hoodie.
I don't even know. This is terminology.
I think tech suit is a sweatsuit.
Well, these are the style of sweatsuits that John Morant wears to every game, but it's not terminology I previously knew. But I question the quality of these as a giveaway. Well, I don't think you're getting the same, like, textile quality that John Morant is wearing to games.
Well, in fairness, I don't think your sunglasses are going to be Dylan Brooks.
I don't care about that.
No, the tech suit. So, yeah, I've never heard the tech suit versus a sweatsuit. I'm not aware of that. It's in terms of the quality, it's hopeful that the pants and the hoodie are separate nights.
The other problem with that is, like, what are the size issues? And, like,
size issues are an issue for T-shirts and everything, right? Yeah. You're going to swap your tech suit for the fat guy next door to you if you have a small and he's got a whatever. Like,
right.
So, okay, then we have...
there's no scarf this year. The scarf is always surprisingly high quality.
Really good. The scarf, it feels like the same scarf that they sell at the store, and that's a high-quality scarf.
Right.
Grizz Girls poster, I'm sure you're going to be big on that one, on Varsity Spirit Night. Pajama Night, I don't know, probably same thing. Probably not really high-quality pajamas. I don't really wear pajamas.
They're not giving pajamas. They're giving sleep masks.
Oh, sleep masks.
I guess they're encouraging people to wear pajamas to the game, which to me is a dicey proposition. So I don't know about that one.
At least Chandler Parsons doesn't still play on the team, in which case his sweetheart would certainly be wearing lingerie to the pajamas.
I don't use a sleep mask. My wife sometimes does.
I've never used a sleep mask in my life. Then there's the Tony Allen retirement night, the tech suit pants, the fanny pack where you dock them for that. You're going to see someone someday soon.
Not all things should come back around.
Wearing slides and a fanny pack at Target, and that's going to make your day. Here's one that I think is actually very useful. Adoptable pet night. The first 5,000 fans get a leash.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's a good sturdy leash, but assuming that it is, that's good.
I think that'll be good. Then you get Grizz shoelaces. I won't be using those. Autism Awareness Night, a Pop-It stress reliever. It's kind of nice they're having an Autism Awareness Night for the first 5,000 fans in attendance. And then a fan art poster on Fan Appreciation Night. So there you go. That is the schedule. All this is looking pretty real. All right. We have the five best players in the NBA out. And the ranking is Steph Curry 5. Luka 4, LeBron 3, Giannis 2, Kevin Durant 1.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. I think it's fine. Are those the three teams most apt to win the title? Those three?
The Nets, the Bucks.
Bucks and the Lakers?
Yes, I think probably so. To me, the Nets and Bucks are ahead of the Lakers. The Lakers thing is kind of weird. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's what I'll – I don't think I'm going to pick the Lakers to come out of the West. But I'm not sure who I would pick. But objectively speaking or whatever, yes, those are probably your top three teams.
Should Jokic have been in the top five? Is Jokic a better player than – I mean, who the hell knows? What's better, Steph Curry?
You get into this issue of regular season versus, like, just the essence of who is actually better if you play a game tonight, right?
Right.
And so you have players like Giannis and Jokic and Doncic and Luka who are going to put up – they're going to play more games unless they're hurt and put up bigger numbers. And then, like, Durant – that's the thing about Durant as an MVP favorite. Like, how many games is he going to play? He hasn't played – more than 70
games.
But
if you want to win a title, he's the player who you want more than any other.
If you're playing a game tonight, yes, those are the top three players. It's Durant, Giannis, and LeBron. Yep.
Let's go a little further. Then it went Jokic, Embiid, Lillard, Harden 10, Bradley Beal, Paul George, Chris Paul, etc. Does that all sound fine to you?
Sure. Yeah.
Zion is at 23.
you know, you have this thing with Zion where, you know, the you get to a level, like to me, Bradley Beal's a guy who's been a little bit too high in a lot of these. You get to this gap between the level, the numbers that you put up and your actual impact on winning and losing. And, you know, you have a guy like Bradley Beal or like Zion so far on one end of that stretch. You have a guy like Chris Paul on the other, right?
Right.
You know, and so
Chris Paul impacts winning right. very clearly. Right.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that, like yeah, I think Bradley Beal on some of these lists is like ahead of Jimmy Butler or whatever, which I you know, if I'm trying to win a title, I want Jimmy Butler more than I want Bradley Beal. Zion is a guy who it's unclear where he's going to settle on that continuum, right? He's a huge number guy. But the defense is so bad and the team performance has been so lacking. Like, it's still way early with him, but is he going to be a monster number guy who does it? He's going to be Carl Anthony Towns who puts up monster numbers and his team doesn't do anything? Or is he going to be Luka where all by his lonesome, if you have him on your team, you're a good team, right? And that's what we don't know about Zion yet.
Two players who make big leaps here and of the sort that you would hope that Ja would make, really. And this also feels where Ja, if he gets to be peak Ja, could fit in. Devin Booker at 15, Trae Young at 17.
Yeah, you get that level of like the second tier, and really the first tier at this point in terms of pure guards is just Steph Curry and, you know, kind of Chris Paul, but he's sort of fading. That second tier of guards is the Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, and I think Ja is very quickly joining that group of these are the guards who can be the best player on consistent playoff teams, and you know, they alone are not going to elevate you the way the top five, top six guys are, but like these are winning players. Yeah.
When do you think the Grizzlies are going to announce their policy on vaccinations?
I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen in the coming days. And I think it's dependent in part on some other factors beyond just their deciding now we're going to do it. I think there are some outside factors that are going to
What kind of outside factors?
I think relative to health department and relative to some of the city stuff. I mean,
hasn't the city basically said? Gotten that? I mean, it's frustrated people because they've like this. They've sort of said, "What the hell? Do what you want to do."
Well, they have all these directives. Directive number, blah blah blah. Right. I think whatever one we're under now is going to expire at the end of the month.
Right.
And so I think there may be a little order of operations between whatever the new thing will be and what FedEx Forum ends up doing. I don't know that it will impact what FedEx Forum ultimately does, but there may be an order of operations between the two relative to announcement.
What does that mean? One will come first.
Yes.
Like one, right. Yeah.
And so I think it may be partly about that, but I think they will have a policy. This whole, like, we're waiting to see where they will have a policy. The policy, I think, will be announced within the next week. Will it be announced before, like, media day? I don't know about that.
When's their first exhibition game? Will it be for that?
It's October 5th, yes. I think that, yes. I think they will have
and
a policy
be in place, then.
Well in place, like multiple days, if not a week ahead of whenever the first game is.
It would help the Grizzlies if the health department made the decision, wouldn't it? Just like it helped the Tigers if the Grizzlies made the decision. Like no one.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think the health department is going to
say you must have
say, no, I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think that there is some relationship between these things. I think they're going to have, I mean, you've sort of already written this. I don't know whether you knew something when you wrote it or not, because I haven't talked to you about it off air, but I am fairly confident. I don't know, but I am fairly confident there's basically going to be a vaccine or negative test requirement. That would be my strong prediction. I do not know that as a matter of fact,
right. That's
but,
what I said.
But that would strong be my strong, prediction. My very strong inclination is that that's where this is headed and that it's going to happen in the coming days.
So that's what I wrote. That was my prediction. And the it's funny, I got a one thing about it is that apart from, I think there are as many people like even from a bit like we used to talk about alienating their patrons. I think there are as many people who won't come unless there is
more.
A vaccination.
There's more
yeah. than who will come.
This is the thing. No matter what decision they make, there's going to be a pool of people who don't like the decision, and they will lose money from a pool of people. And so even if you set the health issue aside, which you can't fully do, but even if you just make it a strictly raw business decision, your question is, we have this pool of people who come to Grizzlies games. If we decide no vaccine requirement, no negative test, everybody come, like what pool of people within that group are going to say, we're not comfortable with that, we're not coming? And if we say you have to show your vaccine status, you have to show a negative test, what pool of people are then within, you know, and I think the pool of people you alienate for the Grizzlies at this stage is far greater of the people who are alienated by no restriction than of the people who are alienated by a vaccine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.